What I try and do is take things out of the headlines that fascinate me and are part of our American cultural fabric, and weave them into tales and take them maybe a step or two beyond where they may really be going, but where in my own mind I might be able to say, you know, if somebody called me up and said, you know, what you just wrote really happened, that I wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't it be interesting if we could genetically target a bioweapon? What if that's what these guys are doing? Those kind of things sort of are what intrigue me about writing stories that come out of fact to say, take it to the next level and see if you can look into the future a little bit. The idea has to have credibility for me to want to write it. In other words, I have to be able to believe it could be true. I have so much more enjoyed writing novels than screenplays. Not that I didn't like to write screenplays, I loved it. Bill Gately, I think, is a real hero. Bill Gately is a guy that doesn't play quite by the rules. He is really out there to try and arrest bad guys. He said, have you ever heard of the parallel market? And I said, what's the parallel market? He said, Fortune 500 companies are using their product to launder Colombian drug cash. He supplied me with information. Not only that, he said, punch out on the internet black market peso exchange, and you'll see a lot of stories written, and you'll see congressional testimony where people have testified before Congress about this. And I did, and in fact...
And so you're saying this isn't even a secret?
Not even a secret, except to the American public. And the more I got into it, the more I became absolutely enraged that our big corporations were in fact doing this, and even more so that our federal government was not shutting it down, was not going after these companies and putting guys in jail. The parallel market is one of the largest laundries of Colombian drug cash. It's a tobacco company, and that will remain nameless, and they have a $10 million market in Colombia for legitimate product. $10 million market. Now, I get this from law enforcement sources. They have a $10 million market in Colombia. They spend $30 million annually to advertise to a $10 million market. It is not the intention of the Treasury Department to arrest and send to jail the presidents of Fortune 500 companies. So what the Treasury Department, in fact, did was send out warnings to these people. It's amazing that there are so many cops, FBI agents, DEA agents, customs agents that are fighting this war against drugs and are not susceptible to those inducements. I'm always drawn to a morality play, but morality plays have gone out of fashion. Guess I would say, Paula, that I wouldn't have the career I have if I didn't have this learning disability. I believe that dyslexics tend to work off the right side of their brain, which is the abstract side, which is the creative side.